has a lot of focus, obviously, on that last sequence there. Just, how do you describe that one? How do you explain that one? Because you can't, right?
We had an open net. Yeah. Game is over right there. Yeah, there's a turnover after. The game is over. I mean, you saw it. It was open net, turnover. First thing you know, puck is in the back of your net. But played a good game. We really did. That's a good team. Heavy sticks, power plays lethal. That Zuccarello guy, one of the best in the league. But it was a big point for us.
How'd you feel your team responded in the overtime, given the kind of fluky ending?
Yeah, no, they were good. Even when we had the lead there, for the amount of time we had the lead, we had scoring chances. We were making plays. We were still good on the forecheck. We're growing. We are. And there's more confidence. I feel it on the bench. The guys are even having fun in those moments, if it makes sense. So it's we're growing.
What can you say about Cole Cylinder's game after he's worked, you know, so hard over the summer to bounce back from last year and scoring those three goals tonight? How big is that for him?
Yeah, no, he was really good. I'm glad you're asking. But his game has been growing the whole year into a 200-foot player, winning big face-offs, being good on the penalty kill, scored a big goal in the power play tonight. But it's beyond that. It's his physicality. It's his routes, offensively, defensively. And he scored 16 2 years ago. So we know he can score. But he's growing into a 200-foot player. And I like his leadership skills. I think he's got a lot of leadership. So he's he was good tonight. He scored 3 goals. But beyond the 3 goals, if we take the 3 goals away, he had a real good game.
Just going back to the way this thing ended, do you ever walk away from these games kind of baffled, like thinking like, how does this keep happening over and over? I mean, there's a lot of similarities in a lot of these, you know, games. Leads, you're leading late, and it just kind of goes in the net, and there goes another point.
I just believe that if we keep doing the right things, we'll be fine. It's tonight we did the right things. We had our chances after. It's not. Yes, that event, that 5 seconds, okay, we can talk about that, but when we scored that goal, we were still pushing. Something we didn't do in the past. We were backing off. We were giving time and space. We weren't creating anything. Tonight, we had chances. We were in the offensive zone, making plays. So the trend is right. We're trending in the right direction.
And going back to Cylinder, like what you put him at the end of last game and stuck with Chinnikov and Marchenko, what was the kind of the logic there? Because they seemed to really, you know, kind of click.
Well, there was some chemistry between Chinnikov and Cylinder in the past, last year and this year a little bit. So we know that there's something there. But just the way Cylinder was playing, and, you know, and Marchenko and Chinnikov, they're having a real good season, so we felt as a coaching staff that Cylinder deserved a chance at least to be there, and he's taking full advantage of it.
Aspie, do you feel like your team is getting better and moving on from tough endings like that, like being able to go in the next game just forgetting tonight happened?
I think we're getting more frustrated because we understand more what happens. I think we're getting more mad because we feel we can, like, you early in the season those things happen, and without the experience you're not really sure. So we grow as a team, we understand what happens, we learn from those moments. Now I feel like they're close. I feel like they're, you know, they can almost touch that win. And every time we responded right. The next practice was right. The mood was right. The next game was right. So I really like the character of our team and bouncing back from those moments. But the more you're involved, the more you put into something, when it doesn't work, the more pissed off you are. And I think that's how they feel right now.
What'd you think of Adam Boquist's return tonight?
Excellent. I thought he was really good. We missed him. He didn't miss a beat. He worked extremely hard in the gym, on the ice. I thought he was really good.